This is the Closet Geek episode 121 for May 12th, 2016.
I'm Commander Shepard, and the Closet Geek is my favorite podcast on the Citadel. I should go.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek, and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hello and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest in geeky news. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my fellow hosts, Ryan, John, and Michael.
Woo!
Hello, everyone.
And if you are new to the show, we are all brothers, and we're just here to geek out and give you some news.
Didn't you just say that?
Well, I'm just reiterating.
that's a disclaimer of watch out.
That's right.
You're about to geek.
You have no idea what's coming.
Yeah, we're about to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Oh well, let's.
In
a world where both our cars were totally underwater.
We're four brothers.
In a world where four brothers have come together.
Nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. So hopefully you guys did stuff. So...
I did some stuff.
I honestly didn't do terribly a lot.
I haven't been around.
I know.
So I kind of have
Michael's
stuff.
Been busy.
Mike has stuff.
Yeah, I have stuff.
Well, I'm going to go
first. I'm surprised
first.
I'm here, actually.
Okay, Barry, you go first.
I'll go first. I never go first. So most of the geeky stuff I did the last couple of weeks consisted of board games.
Yes.
And John, I was actually visiting John, and I stayed with him for a week plus, and
10 days.
And we played board games every day.
That's right.
And it was awesome.
Board gamed ourselves to death.
Yes. and it was super fun. So I had new games that I haven't even played yet, and so played them with John and played some new games.
Yes, we were board game testing.
We did our own review, and I'll actually be recording that soon for Sweet Kicks Bricks, and it was a Skullville by Tasty Minstrel Games, where you are a pepper farmer and you're trying to create the best chili possible at the chili festival. It's a
For those of you that may be familiar with, like, Puerto Rico or Agricola, then that's probably the closest type of game that Scoville was.
Yeah.
That kind of a game.
So I.
But if you're not familiar with either of those games, then you have
then
no
you
idea
have
what
no
I'm
idea
talking
what,
about.
Yeah. But, no, John and I introduced him to some new games that he's never played. I played some new games that he had that I've never played, and a bunch of games.
Had for all.
Yeah, it was, and we did get a little bit of video gaming in there. I played some Star Wars Battlefront with John's son, trying to be a good uncle, play some video games with him.
There you go.
And then, but John and I actually got on, and he and I played Helldivers together.
Yes.
And that was fun. And
so now I've indoctrinated two of my brothers.
That's right. And
I play.
Yes, but he didn't introduce you to
but
it.
But I didn't bring
oh,
you
that's
to
true.
It.
You
already
right.
knew about it.
So other than that, man, I don't think I did much else. I don't That's right.
He became a storm.
That's right. Storm.
Storm of geekdom.
Wait. I did the most geeky thing ever the other day, though. Okay. But I did go see Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
How could you forget?
but none of you guys have seen it.
Not yet.
So I can't.
Like, I'm surprised I'm here.
I can't like talk about it. But I can talk about things that are not, you know, necessarily spoilery. I know how to talk.
I'm a good talker.
But it was everything Batman versus Superman wasn't.
Marvel?
Well, you felt for the characters and you felt that conflict, whereas in Batman and Superman it was just like, hey, we're here. We're going to fight now. But
like you don't like the puppet action? Like you know, puppet over here and a puppet over here.
That's right.
It's like two kids fighting with their action figures.
That's right. But I really liked it because like you were watching Captain America and Iron Man fighting, and the whole time you're just like, you were enjoying the action of it, but like you're like, no, stop fighting each other.
Stop fighting, guys. You're supposed to. Brothers got a hug.
You're friends. but Spider-Man was perfect. Like this is what Spider-Man should be. You know, you had. He was young and naive, witty banter. I just loved it because he's like geeking out the whole time. When he's around people, he's like, oh my gosh, it's you, and then like all this other stuff. And he's and I like it because he's a tech genius too. And you'll go into that in the show, and it's really fun. And then. It was awesome. I loved the movie. Of course, they do have their middle credit scene and then their stinger at the end scene.
Right. Which you can't talk about.
Which I won't
and
talk
I've,
about.
I've tried to avoid all spoilers.
So I'm I actually did a pretty
it's
good
hard.
I don't even know what the show's about.
I did a pretty good job. I avoided things like the plague and it wasn't when I went in there were things I was like still it was a surprise and an enjoyment to me, so that was good. So good. Captain America Civil War, two big thumbs up. Definitely go
good,
see
good.
It.
Yeah, well, yeah. Definitely I will.
Yes, right.
I just haven't yet.
So that's it. That's my my week in geek.
All right. Who's next?
I got some breaking news.
Oh, Ryan.
All right, Ryan.
Beep, 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 beep.
It was just announced that Agent Carter has been canceled.
I know.
Yeah.
Boo.
I was going to bring it up. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was bring that up during
although
the,
I am excited about course. The Supergirl announcement.
All right. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Thanks.
That's for news.
We're ahead of ourselves, yeah. We're not talking about news yet.
Not yet.
Well, Ryan, since you interrupted us, why don't you go next?
Yeah, rude.
Punishment.
I got this in the mail today. It's a brand new statue.
Oh, yes.
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's the one you won on auction.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say how much you paid for it?
It was 76.
Oh.
What?
I know.
Are you
serious?
It's
like a $400
It's like a $300.
Fake. Yeah.
Yeah, $300 statue.
Is it full resin or
it's solid.
Is it Sideshow awesome. Collectible?
It's Kotobayuka.
Oh, Kotobayuka, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Which is really high quality as well.
Yeah,
so.
Those are really good. Yeah.
High quality, high detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
But still $300.
His mask. Off and you can put it on his head and
oh cool
nice
is he oh, now man. Is he now a lot of them okay now the show, now that's one difference between like Kotobayuka and like Hot Toys and Sideshow Collectibles. See, Sideshow Collectible, all of their figures are completely articulated, so you can pose them any way you want, whereas like what you've got, it's already posed.
It's
you know?
Just a statue, yep.
And that's why usually, in most cases, they're less expensive than like Sideshow Collectibles.
It's would to be. Keep it down, yeah, to keep the price down.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, because it's easier to, you know, manufacture that way. But still, it looks awesome. And yeah, $76, that's crazy.
Yeah, that included free shipping, so.
Wow, nice. Wow. Hey, you know, and, I mean, obviously, whoever was trying to sell it was good, just, you know, that was
just wanted to get rid of it. Yeah,
they you know, met whatever reserve.
It was probably somebody's mom cleaning out their son's room.
Yeah,
be
yeah.
like,
what is this?
I think this is worth $76.
Who is this guy? Who is this big guy with this big sword? How much is he man. Worth?
And then I've been. I rage quit Battle Royale like three times.
Clash Royale. Rage Clash quit Royale. Why?
Yeah. It's just so unfair. I'm to that point where I know who has purchased many cards.
It's pay to win. Yeah, absolutely.
Really? I'm like, that's not even fair. They try and pair you up with their, you know, their system where yeah. you kind of have
you know similar what? I characters. I have not run into that situation yet. I still, I would say...
You haven't gotten to his level yet.
I probably... Well, what level are you?
I don't know.
He quit. He doesn't care.
It's still on his phone.
I reinstalled it on my phone. It's just,
you did. See, that's why I never started playing the game, because I had read too many negative reviews of the game. Is that it was just too, you know... One, the wait time is horrible.
Yeah. I'm level 5.
Oh, see, I'm level 6. And I haven't run into the... I feel I still win.
How often do you fight?
Often. Like...
Even when there's no reward?
When they're... Well, they update it. There's a reward no matter what now if you win. Even if your chests are... if you have 4 chests, you still win gold now, at least.
Yeah.
But I usually play till I have all my chests full, and then if I can get the crown chest, which is to... I play until I get that. But if I can't get anything out of it, I don't battle. But I still feel I win, you know, at least half of my matches. So.
Yeah. Well...
Ryan's experience says otherwise.
I guess so.
You can tell which players have maxed out their certain characters.
It's true, because every once in a while someone will drop down like this level 8 giant or something like that. I'm like, what did he get that from?
Yeah, exactly.
I have to like put fighting a whole army on guys
where every single one of their epic cards is max level or something like that. Like,
well, see, it sounds like what they need to do is they need to fix their matchmaking is what they need to do.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily that, you know, because it sounds like people are getting matched up unevenly.
I think the problem would be running into longer battle queues, and that would make people even more upset.
Oh, yeah. I understand that as well. That's
true.
So,
all right.
I saw that, and I'm like, today I saw Allegiant.
Yeah, the third movie.
The last movie in the Divergent series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't fall asleep, but it was kind of a big letdown.
Really? That's too bad.
It was like not even worth watching, almost.
Huh. Oh, did you like the first two?
The first one was the best one.
Okay.
Second one was... okay.
Yeah.
Like they were trying too hard.
And the third one just felt like they were just kind of trying to wrap it up.
Let's
with
just
a bunch
get
of
this
CGI.
Over with. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Now, did you ever read the books?
I didn't, but I went with Michelle and she did.
Uh huh. What did she have to say?
She said that there was a lot of stuff in the book that they didn't cover and that some of it was actually changed for the movie. So,
the only one that I've read so far, anyway, is the first one. And the only movie I've seen is the first one. And for the most part, I felt like the first movie stayed pretty true to the book.
That's what she said, too.
Yeah. And so, but I had heard that after the first movie that they kind of started, rather than being based on the book, it was more inspired by the book.
Yeah. Yep.
And all right. So, well, that's good. You give it, what's your overall rating of Allegiant?
Oh, let's see. I like to use Rotten Tomatoes 1 to 100. And I would give it about 50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Not.
I'm wondering what Rotten Tomatoes actually does have to say about it.
All right, Google.
Somebody.
Yeah, I can Flixster it real fast, right. And Flixster uses that. So
that's right. Flixster does use Rotten Tomatoes ratings, and then
I think one of them just bought the other.
Yeah.
I think Flixster bought Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
Yeah, or something like probably. That.
Which is interesting because I read a big article about that, talking about how people are worried that Rotten Tomatoes reviews now are not going to be as accurate, because they were saying how Flixster reviews are one of the highest, all the reviews are high because Flixster is all about selling movie tickets, because that's their business.
Right.
And so they said,
okay, I can understand that.
They said none of their, and they used a 5-star system, I believe. And they said none of their movies were under 3.5 stars or something like that. Like none of them.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes gathers critic reviews from
all over
websites. So it's not like they're.
It has,
what is it?
13.
What is it?
13.
What's Rotten Tomatoes?
The Rotten Tomatoes critic score. Uh-huh. Is 12%.
Oh, I was 12. So close. I said 13. Ooh.
The Flixster user score is 46%.
Okay. Okay, so Ryan was about he said 50.
The viewers like it.
Yeah, the viewers like it.
I would be a horrible movie reviewer.
Or all of the viewers half like it.
Yeah, exactly. I half like it.
Yeah, you half like it.
Oh, I like that. And... I went to a baseball game.
Yes, as Chewbacca.
As Chewbacca.
Yeah.
And yeah, tell us all about that.
You were all over the sports internet.
Right. Well, they had a Star Wars Day that they were doing for the Durham Bulls in North Carolina. And they had changed the uniforms for the day to look like Han Solo vests.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
For their team, and they really wanted to kind of pay a tribute to Han Solo, and so they needed a Chewbacca. Good. And so they contacted me through my Facebook page, my art page, and they said, "Hey, you know, we'd like to come out." And I said, "Well, I don't live in North Carolina. I live in Atlanta." And they're like, "That's okay.
We don't care. We'll fly you up here.
We'll fly you out and pay for your hotel." And I'm like,
that's awesome.
It's cool, you know. And so and so I took him up on that offer and got to meet some friends that I know from North Carolina, and it was all good. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Cool.
Well, good job, Matt. You are truly a professional cosplayer now,
right? Ooh,
you have been paid to do something.
I mean, you're getting paid to make an appearance.
Well, I didn't get paid, but they paid my expenses.
You were compensated.
That's
right.
That's compensation.
That's being paid.
Yeah, they're gonna fly you out there and put you up in a hotel. That's being paid, my friend.
So it was pretty cool, and I left my costume in the hotel closet.
That's like it's back now. It's like the main thing you took, and you're like, "Am I missing? Am I missing something? Yeah. Did I miss something when I was packing to go home?
Am I missing 60 pounds of something?"
Well,
sure, I left.
What I did was
my toothbrush, maybe.
I threw it all. I repacked all my stuff, and I took my dirty laundry and put it in the same suitcase as my costume. And so weight, I was like, it kind of okay. It feels good.
It's about right.
Well, now you know
better.
The hotel's
really nice. They overnighted it to me. So.
Oh wow, nice. That was very nice of them.
Yeah.
And did it show up in good condition?
Seems to be fine. Yeah.
That was my concern. They're like, oh, well, okay, I'll just cram it in a box and ship it to the guy. He left it here. He obviously doesn't care what kind of condition it's.
Well, they did cram it in a box, but it was just the shirt and pants.
Okay, so it wasn't the mask.
It wasn't the mask, it wasn't the boot, it wasn't the bandoliers.
Okay, so anything, like, fragile.
Nothing fragile, so it was hair.
That's a lot of hair. So, it was literally a carpet. It was a carpet. Yeah. Wow. Right. That's like the most racist thing John's ever done.
I know. I was just thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's
not racist.
Classic Hollywood stereotyping.
It's not racist. It's stereotyping.
Okay, that is true.
That's what I said. That is classic Hollywood stereotyping.
There is a huge difference. That Ryan is correct.
Okay. I apologize to all of the Hispanic housekeepers
or Latino housekeepers. Not all of them speak
Spanish. That's not an apology.
Jeez.
All right, John.
That's like. John, the Donald Trump apologizer.
All right, let's not get into that now. All right, John, why don't you tell us what you did, Geeky?
Sorry. I'm having a hard time talking.
Wow, he really tickled himself on this one.
All right, sorry about that. Yeah, so as we were kind of talking, Barry and I did a lot of board gaming, played a little bit of video gaming. I didn't, the Overwatch beta was this past weekend, and I personally didn't get a chance to play.
Neither did I, because I was traveling.
mostly due to time constraints and the fact that I wasn't really, vertical most of the weekend. I was in bed not feeling well, but my son played and he said that he enjoyed it. He had a good time, and it'll be I'm looking forward to having a chance to try it out. Unfortunately, it's not like a free to play like a lot of the MOBAs are nowadays, which is kind of an interesting decision that Blizzard made.
I like the decision, because with a regular MOBA, let's take Heroes of the Storm, for example. The game itself is free to play, but if you want the characters, you're going to have to pay for them.
Pay for the characters.
Whereas right. Overwatch, you're paying $60
for the game.
Everything
right up front.
Well, you get all the characters, and you get all the new characters that they will be bringing out for free.
I'm wondering how long that's going to last before they actually decide, okay, we've done free stuff long enough. Now here comes the paid DLC, but we'll see what happens with that. But, so I don't know how much I'm, really going to play it unless like my son decides to break down and purchase it himself or something. But,
I'm going to play it a lot.
Yeah, personally, I'm not planning on purchasing it just simply because I know that I would never really have time to play it. But I did. I can't remember if the last time we spoke, was I still reading that Star Wars book or had I finished it?
I believe you finished the Lost Stars, right?
Yeah, the Lost Stars.
You had.
So I finished.
It, yeah.
I think I was still in.
Oh,
the
you're
middle
still
of
reading it.
Because I was. Because I remember talking about like Battle of the Hoth.
Yeah.
So anyway, I finished that. It was really good. Again, it's called Lost Stars by Claudia Gray. Even though it's considered a young adult novel. I would still recommend anybody to read it. It was really interesting for me to read it and just to kind of see, just like I said last time, it's really about normal people, good people that were a part of the Empire just because that's, it's kind of like going into the military. You just kind of, you know, and how they kind of dealt with everything that happened. And yeah, it was really cool to see how it all played out and how the two characters, their storylines diverged and then came back together again and all that kind of stuff. But I also started and finished reading Bands of Mourning by Brandon Sanderson, which was the latest in his Mistborn saga. Excellent, excellent book.
Super good.
I can't really talk about it unless you've read everything else, because it would be completely spoilery.
Very spoilery.
in every way. But if you have read any of the Mistborn stuff and haven't picked up his latest trilogy, which is the Alloy of Law was kind of the middle one, but then Bands of Mourning is the latest. I can't remember the first one in the trilogy.
Shadows of Self.
Help me, Barry. Shadows of Self. Thank you. So Shadows of Self is book one. Bands of Mourning is book two. Book three is yet to be determined. Probably won't be out for a couple of years because he's busy working on other stuff. But yeah, excellent book. I also picked up and read one of his short stories called Perfect State.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And because it was on sale for like 99 cents. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a no-brainer. It was really interesting.
It's like
totally Matrix.
Is really,
I mean, think of the Matrix and like the concept of how they had people in these pods and plugged into this virtual reality world that they lived in. But the people that were in this storyline, the people that were in the pods were eventually made aware of the fact that they were in a virtual reality and that they were the only living being in their reality. Like everything else around them was virtual. And they were basically always, every single person that their world, they were the most important person in that world. So they were either like the emperor of the world or the president of the world, or, you know, they were always the most important person. And it was then like each of these living people could interact with other living people through border matrixes. So like they could leave their world.
Matrices.
So they could leave their world and go to like a border state.
Like a neutral,
Somebody else could leave like a neutral zone. Yeah. And then they could like, but then they could like compete against other. It was really interesting, the whole concept behind it. But
yeah,
it was pretty cool. I mean, it's just a short story, and I think it is still on like most ebook.
But you know what? All his other novellas are like only a few dollars, and I would recommend buying all of them because I have.
Well,
they're all
because we're just
awesome.
Big brand. Sanderson fans.
Well, they're good.
Yeah,
that's right. They are good. He's an excellent writer. He's an he is one of my favorite writers.
Definitely,
I'd have to agree with that.
All right.
So yeah, Michael.
Yeah,
I am cutting John off.
Hey guys,
I'm cutting him off.
Sorry. Oh, you're fine.
Fine.
I was, you know, I was making sure to have some trivia ready for tonight.
Good.
So I got kind of quiet.
You're a good man, Charlie
Brown. Talking about musicals.
Musicals?
No, I'm not going to do
musical trivia.
No, but talking about musicals is, you know, last time I was on the show, I talked about how I just completely bombed my audition. Well, I ended up getting, like, the best part as an antagonist.
Congratulations!
So I'm the bad guy in the show.
Good job,
so
man.
In 1776, I'm playing the part of Edward Rutledge, the representative from South Carolina.
Okay.
So my character and the character Dickinson are kind of the two antagonists of the show.
Okay.
And I have an awesome solo in the second act.
Nice.
Which I look forward to making everybody very uncomfortable in their chairs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Because the song is called Molasses to Rum, and it's a song about the triangle trade of slave trade. Oh. And it's he brings it up about the Northerners' hypocrisy of, you know, being so against slavery yet profiting just as much as the Southern colonies off of slavery, because they're the one who ship everything,
right.
You know, all the Bostonians and Nantucket people and so forth are the ones who did all the sailing, moved all the rum and Bibles and everything and off to Africa, and then took the slaves back through the Caribbean and ended up dropping slaves off along the way, and then ended up back into Boston with all the money. So he's like, it's kind of one of those in your face moments about slavery and how it really was and how much people just want to deny that, but it's the truth. And so I get to really dive into that, and the character really gets into the moment and then starts acting out an auction. And so he, in song and dialogue, he starts just going off kilter, basically enacting a slave auction. And eventually, right before he goes just too far, one of the other congressmen cuts him off, and then he finishes the song. So it's one of those give you chills moments, or kind of makes you sick to your stomach moments. But you can't help but also enjoy the fact that you're watching a show. So my goal is to not have anybody clap afterwards, because everybody will shut off.
It's like, am I supposed to clap?
It's one of those, like, am I supposed to clap on this? I don't know. Because right. It's not like there's a moment where I will, like, pause for applause. It's literally like the song ends, and I grab my cane and walk off stage, and then all the Southern delegation start following, and you know, the whole South ends up leaving. It's kind of a very poignant moment, but it'll be awesome. Cool. I have my songs down now, I just need to get my dialogue done. So this is my script. Ta-da! And all my tabs. So I actually have quite a lot in this. I was really surprised at how much dialogue I have in the show, so I have about 6 or 7 pages to memorize.
Good job, man.
Yay. But so I'm getting my theater geek on.
Yeah. Do it.
That's right.
So I get to do a light Southern accent. It's more of a Port South Carolina accent.
All right. See how well you do with that.
I pull it off pretty good, I think. So
I remember when I had to do an Irish accent for Titanic. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the Southern accent kind of comes it's
pretty easy to do a Southern accent.
It's British English. No, it's not the 1800s draw that ends up in Arkansas. It's
gentleman's Southern.
It's the gentleman's Southern, which is a little bit more like it's influenced through Scots-Irish and English, of course. British English, but yeah. Anyway, I won't get into the technicalities.
All right.
But you're welcome. I've studied it a lot, and so you know it's very interesting to try and learn about how to properly speak an accent for the time period.
Sure.
So, but one thing I've been working on during my nights is finishing the final draft for the Mythic Realms rulebook, and I am 99.5% done. And so I've submitted it to be reviewed for production, but I'm still updating little things here and there to finalize the spacing for production and then bookmark links for digital devices and so forth. So if you download the PDF, you can use the bookmarks on the PDF to go to all the chapters and everything. So I'm doing all that formatting. So it's awesome. I like it. I feel like I'm really accomplishing something for all of grammar geeks out there.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, from there, just getting some, got a new 10-man tent to go camping this year. I get to have a new tent for LARP weekends, and LARP last night. Had lots of fun. The big weekender is coming up on the 20th, and it's kind of comical because I have rehearsals Friday night and Saturday morning, but the weekender is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm like going to go set up all my tent and set up my camp, go to rehearsal, come back and NPC, go back to rehearsal, come back and PC for the rest of the event. So
Mike's hardcore.
I am, because honestly, it's an hour drive to the campsite.
Is it still?
I have to determine whether or not it's worthwhile to go back for the night on between Friday and Saturday or not, because of the hour drive, plus the fact that I'll have to sleep and everything else.
Yeah, don't do what don't do what I did when I went LARPing.
Fall asleep at the wheel and roll your car.
That's right. in
cuckoo
in full gear.
Yeah,
that was perfect
timing. Yeah, you were in full, like,
I was in full costume
makeup.
I was still
in full makeup, and he rolled his car.
My all revealing skin was still painted gray, so you can only imagine.
Awesome.
What
and so everybody's like, "Are you okay?"
They're like,
"Well, the thing that gets me, Barry, is you rolled a car at 65 miles an hour across 80. Three lanes of traffic.
80.
Oh, 80 miles an hour.
80.
You were going 80, rolled your car more times than you could count across three lanes of traffic, was not hit by any other car.
Nope.
And then walked away with only a little scratch.
I had a little.
Because he was asleep. That's why.
Oh, it's that's, because he was, that's yeah, true.
He was it's so relaxed. He was asleep. He's like, yeah. No, stop trying to wake me up.
No, because I woke up, and the reason why I wrecked is because I overcorrected.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going off the road on the left side, and you know when you go off the side of the road and you hit the edge and your car starts shaking? That's what woke me up. And then I woke up and I realized, oh, I'm going off the road, and I panicked and overcorrected and swerved to the very other side of the road, did a 180, and then proceeded to roll my car and landed upside down and everything, so...
I remember having to drive up and get you.
Yeah, you did have to come get me.
Yeah.
That was
and
fun.
I'm like, you were in a rollover car wreck and you're calling me on the phone saying, hey, can you pick me up?
Oh, the paramedics were
I'm surprised I wasn't getting a call from the ambulance people.
Yeah. The paramedic was like, he's like, don't mind if I stare at you because I've never been to one of these where I didn't have to like lifelight someone. And I'm like, oh, okay. Sounds good.
I know. All you had was you had like a scratch on your head a little bit. You didn't even have like a bruise from your seatbelt, did you?
No, nothing like that at all.
That's crazy.
I was super lucky.
Yeah. So, but
moving on.
No, yeah, right. So Barry mentioned a couple of weeks ago a little anime series that's new this season called My Hero Academy.
Yeah.
Or Academia.
Academia.
Lots of fun, super silly.
I've still only watched the first two episodes, but
yeah. So it's five episodes in. That's fun. I'm watching another show called Bento, and it's just this silly show about college kids fighting over half-priced bento, which are like little lunch boxes. Yeah, they're like lunch boxes, and they all like gather at the stores at like 4:30 in the afternoon because that's when they mark everything half price. And then they literally beat each other to a pulp in order to get one. But if you get one, you can't touch them anymore. Limits. Rule system. It's just funny. But
those Japanese, they're so silly.
You know what's interesting, though, is the reason the story even was created in this fantasy was because there is some truth to it where people will, like, wait for the half price stickers and run to grab one because they only have a couple of hundred yen to their name, but are hungry for food and don't have enough to make something at home or whatever. And so it's pretty silly. I enjoy it. And just other than that, just keeping up on the TV shows. Gotham's been really good.
I've heard it's getting wacky.
It's turning into a comic book movie. Book series. That's why, because it's introducing like a lot of the villains and a lot of the backstory for everything. Mm-hmm. And I like it because it's dark. They just introduced Azrael.
Right.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of cool. And you got to see glimpses of Killer Croc. You know, Firestarter. Is it Firestarter
Firefly?
Firefly.
I think it's Fire.
Firefly. Yeah. And then there's hints at the Mad Hatter. All these, big, huge things where it's like you find out, according to Gotham, a lot of the super villains were created by Hugo Strange in the Gotham storyline. And I don't think that's a spoiler because I don't know any of you who watch it, so other than myself.
I actually had to stop watching it because I had too many shows and I had to sacrifice one, and Gotham didn't make the cut.
Didn't make the cut. Too many things demanding my eyeballs.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah, Flash has been pretty awesome. The last Flash episode was the first episode where you really start learning about the Speed Force, so that was cool.
Remind me that episode again.
The last episode is where, well, he lost his power because he gave it up to save.
And they tried to get his power back by recreating the Atom Smasher.
And he disappeared. Yeah, he basically dematerialized, but technically he didn't.
His essence is within the Speed Force.
But he came back.
We don't know that.
Yeah, we do. Because it was in the most recent episode.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that in there. That's not really a spoiler.
The most recent episode is the one that had Girder in it, right? The villain Girder?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one that was directed by Kevin Smith.
Oh. Kevin Smith is in... Like Silent Bob?
Yeah. Silent Bob.
Yes, as in Silent Bob.
Make sure I'm right thinking about the right person.
The ultimate Star Wars fan? Yeah, Kevin Smith.
The ultimate comic book geek?
Right, he directed that latest episode.
It was a good episode because you learned so much about the characters and the Speed Force, and there's just a lot of things were answered, which is
good. I haven't gotten caught up on Flash, so... One. You just spoiled it for me.
I've seen them all except for that episode.
It's kind of a given, but I didn't spoil.
Neither did
Thanks
I.
For that.
Oh, oops.
Anyway, all right.
Doesn't ruin how it happens.
I didn't even know he lost his powers. Thanks for that.
Wow, you are way behind.
You're really far behind. Yeah.
He's only like three or four episodes.
Way behind. That's like a month.
You're a month behind, man.
All right.
I've been keeping up on Game of Thrones.
Record and binge. You know.
Yes, I watch Game of Thrones. People are very upset about don't spoil Game of Thrones. People are very upset.
Do not.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
Because HBO themselves is like shutting down.
Somehow they get the information before the episode's even aired, and people are spoiling the show with information from the episode that hasn't even aired.
Yeah, and HBO so they're like shutting down these YouTube channels because they're like giving away, they're quote unquote predicting what's going to happen in the next episode.
Honestly, I'm not against it. it's like if they want to try and protect their product by shushing a few people for a few days, they're like, put your episode up, on the day it airs, not before it.
All brand new content now, so that they're venturing into uncharted waters.
Well, I mean, there's,
but the it's, idea,
you know,
it's George R. R. Martin
is very new.
George, it's all new.
No, because the Umber Isle stuff is still from the book.
No, but they said that they don't have a book to pull from anymore because he hasn't written a sixth book.
No, but all the Umber Isle storyline with all the drowned men, army, and everything that's in the books hasn't been touched on. And so they have this whole long storyline that they can follow that with, but everything else is brand new.
Well, that will show up when they
But honestly, that could be like two or maybe three episodes at most. At the rate they're moving, because they're really speeding up.
Anyway, my point was that people may be upset because they're venturing into new territory that the books haven't done yet. But how do we know that the books aren't going to talk about that the way this? Because George Martin is, you know, he's fully aware of what goes on in the show.
Yeah. And he's an executive producer. Of course he knows.
I don't know if he's a producer, but he's definitely a source creative, of information.
But
he's
creative consultant.
He did release a chapter from the new book recently for view online as kind of an enticement. Yeah. You know, be the, hey, don't worry. It'll only be 5 more years until I finish it. Yeah,
it doesn't matter to me. I've never read the books. The show's awesome to me.
I've enjoyed the show, and
I don't really care what they do. I know there's a lot of people are upset about certain things with the characters that are different from the book, and I'm like, okay, you can go off in your corner and be upset. I'm going to watch the show.
Honestly, the only characters
and
I
the whole,
really care
and the whole
about
time HBO
are,
is just,
are still, you know, awesome.
Laughing all the way to the bank.
That's right. All right, enough of that. Let's
Game of Thrones is like so far from my wheelhouse. I'm like, what? Okay.
All right.
Game of what?
let us continue on with the show by going to the next segment of the show.
We've already been in that segment.
Yeah. We kind of melded from one into the next.
We did.
It was the last
but
time
I,
on the clock.
But I wanted to transition, dang it.
All right, so we have to have a transition.
That's right.
Okay,
all right.
Ready? And
all right. Okay, fine.
Okay, we transition.
Cue,
okay,
cue the music.
The Weekly Geek. All right. So this is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news, and we've been talking about that already. But not a lot necessarily in geeky news, but there were some pretty awesome highlights, definitely. Surprisingly, not a lot of movie news, which is what we generally talk a lot about. But of course, Captain America came out.
We did all the
out.
Movie news last time.
That's right. Captain America came out and has made over $200 million already. And
actually, that number is even higher now.
It's closer to
300 now. They say that. It's not the fastest, but it's like in the top four fastest. To get to that mark,
how much did it take to make the film? Have they actually broken even?
Oh, I'm sure they have, because globally they're close to 800 million already globally.
Crazy.
I know it's ridiculous how much money this movie's making, and it's only been out
a week,
not even a week. Well, as Superman today,
and Batman was the same way. Everybody was like, today, this movie's making so much money.
Yep. But anyway,
definitely this weekend it's going to, you know, blow past whatever record it was, you know, trying to get to.
Yeah.
Who's on top this week? I don't know what superhero show came out.
That's right.
What Marvel superhero.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, because I've heard that like early screenings of X-Men Apocalypse
have been mixed reviews.
Are getting a very meh. They're that's like, meh.
Exactly what I've read too.
So I was like, that's too bad. Because First Class and Future Past were great.
Yeah.
And Bryan Singer's still doing Apocalypse. So I don't know. Maybe he just kind of reached. Maybe he flew too close to the sun and, you know, now he's falling.
Honestly, I think it, in my opinion, I think everyone in the world at this point in time is holding up any other superhero film up against Marvel and going, well, it's not as good as Marvel, so meh.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, Marvel the bar. You have to
admit. If it's not an Avengers film, it sucks. And a lot of people are fanning out to the point where they'll watch it, but then they go, eh.
Well, not necessarily an Avengers film.
But critics aren't like that. Critics, well, a lot of critics are, but there are the vast majority aren't like that. They go and they try to view it on its own merits.
As they should.
And they come and they review it. I mean, and their views are showing it's kind of a blah.
It's the not fans. Everyone. But see, the fans are still going to go see it.
See, but I'm interested. Of course,
that's why Batman versus Superman made some money.
Yeah.
Still made close to $1 billion.
And it's still making money.
Like it's still making money. Right.
But I'm interested to see how well... It's easy to say that Captain America, you know, was well-attended, makes a lot of money because he's a well-established character, he's been in a bunch of movies. But now we're getting into another area where you're going to start getting these movies of less known characters. Like this November, we have Doctor Strange coming out. I wonder, I don't think it's going to be as successful as Captain America.
No, it won't be. But I mean, it's still going to.
Well, I know they're not.
It's still going to make plenty
but it's
of
got
money.
Benedict Cumberbatch in it. And
that's right.
And
everyone will flock
right.
because
everybody
of that.
Loves him.
So
right.
I'm just.
Well, I mean, look at Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yeah.
Ant-Man made a lot of money.
It
really did. It made a lot of money. I mean, that's why they're going forward with a sequel, because it made a lot of money.
I really liked Ant-Man.
Well, sure. A lot of people did.
And he was awesome in Civil War, too.
And most people are like, what? You know, they have no idea who Ant-Man is. Okay, here's a really good example. Like a completely out of nowhere movie that was awesome and made a lot of money is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody knew what that was.
Any clue who Guardians of the Galaxy were, but it came out.
Well, it was well produced.
Like, people were blown away by it because it was done so well. You know, so it doesn't really matter if the character's not well known. All people know is that it's a Marvel superhero movie. They're going to go see it. And it's going to make a lot of money.
So when are we going to hit? When is the people going to hit the point where we're sick of it? Where we're sick of superhero movies?
Next year,
when they start pandering just to make money.
Because the movies are Marvel and even DC and stuff. They have movies scheduled like to 2022.
Sure, to like 2024. Yeah.
And so like,
I think what's going to happen is that people. Honestly, people are going to start getting more choosy with the movies that they do attend. And, you know, they may go see Justice League, but they may not watch Aquaman. They may go see Avengers Infinity War, but they may not go see, Doctor Strange, for example.
Or Black Panther.
Or Black Panther, you know, because they're like, I don't really care. I mean, to be in full disclosure, I have never seen Ant-Man.
Shame on you.
So I mean, they're I know. I mean, I understand, but it's a good example. Myself being a huge Marvel fan, I've pretty much seen every Marvel movie. The only one I haven't seen is Ant-Man, but. You know, it's just because it's gotten to the point where there's so many superhero movies to choose from. You're like, well, you know, do I really need to see them all? Not necessarily.
Flavor of the week.
Right. You know, so it's all going to be about the people choosing with their money. And that's going to really decide. I mean, some of these shows, some of these movies that they said that were planned have already been starting to get canceled. Like for example, the Inhumans movie that was announced as part of this long-term plan is no longer going to be made because things have changed, you know? So you really don't know. Mm-hmm. You really don't know what's going to happen in the future. I mean, as far out as they say they're going to make these movies, that's too far out to really say for sure what's going to happen. And eventually, you're right. Eventually, people are going to kind of get sick of it. I mean, look at, for example, the Western genre. during the 60s and 70s.
The Westerns should come back.
There's so many Westerns.
There were almost every other movie that was coming out in the theaters was a Western. And yeah. I mean, and so eventually people got tired of Westerns and things got, and it moved on from the Western to the buddy cop genre. And so, like, every movie was a buddy.
The '90s was the natural disaster decade.
High school flick, apocalyptic
natural disaster movies. You know, so I mean, there's always those kinds of surges of the types the of genres. Yeah, and
but.
That's true.
It will eventually
superhero search.
It will eventually fade out,
and it'll fade.
But
yeah,
but it's been going longer than any of those other genres.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, because
I don't know. Westerns were
the westerns.
For
westerns were
30
popular
years.
For, yeah, exactly.
But
westerns were popular before color.
So.
I wasn't necessarily referring to
Westerns. You can't really compare anything to Westerns, but I mean like the other phases. Like
oh sure. Okay.
It's gone longer than those.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But anyway, so
did you guys see that Voltron?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, man.
That was probably the coolest
Holy
thing
crap, that,
that
looks so fun.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that look awesome?
It looked like it was drawn and written probably by the same people who did, like, Avatar.
It is. It is the Korean company. It feels that way.
Well,
DreamWorks
Animation.
Well, DreamWorks Animation signed a contract with the Korean animated studio that did Avatar and Legend of Korra a few years ago. And we knew that they were going to be planning
something.
And
here it is.
Here it is. You got Voltron. Yeah. And it feels...
And it's that same...
It feels awesome.
Goofy. Yeah, I mean, it's that same... I mean... I love the scene where they're all in the Blue Lion.
Yeah.
And he's like piloting it and they're all just like, ah, you know, I mean, it's just like, just made me laugh.
You're the worst pilot ever.
You know, and it's that kind of stuff that made Avatar what it was. You know, I mean, the animation was good, sure, but it was the story, it was the characters, it was the humor. You know, and it looks like a lot of that is in this Voltron series, and it's I'm really excited about it. I'm super excited.
Yeah,
it looks really well produced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks awesome. So,
are they going to chop a big huge Zorg in half every episode? That'd be
interesting. They said
I don't think
no.
They've
actually said some of the episodes they're not even going to use Voltron. It may just be the lions, or it may just only be the people. They've specifically stated it's not going to be.
It'll be an actual
episode.
Story.
Yeah,
it's not going to be episodic.
It's not going to be monster of the episode that's going to get destroyed. Finally,
in Avatar, where there was episodes with no bending.
Sure.
Yeah,
because it was about character development. Yeah.
And it was still excellent.
Yeah, I hope that. I think it's 13 episodes. Does anybody
probably,
know for sure?
There needs to be more.
They have to
see how much interest there is.
I'm hoping it's successful enough that it'll continue for, at least 2-3 seasons.
I'm still hoping now for Young Justice season 3.
Yeah.
Yes. People go watch season 2 so that season 3 will be made. Yep.
Or those of us who need to watch season 1.
Yes, watch them all.
That's
again.
Great, man. It's
they're,
the best.
It's really cool.
In my opinion, it's probably the best superhero
cartoon.
We were talking about shows that got canceled. Unfortunately, Agent Carter was one of the genre shows that got the axe. But one of the shows that got renewed in a kind of a twisty way, was Supergirl.
I was waiting for you to say, you know, Supergirl canceled on CBS, but got picked up by CW.
Well, yeah, so that it got renewed, but they're like, okay, well, we're going to move it over to the CW, because that's
which
where
makes sense.
That's where superhero shows live now.
Well, not only that, but the executive producers of Supergirl and Arrow and Flash are all the same guys.
Right, right.
And so they're like, might as well just keep our stuff together. Well, and then that way they can do crossovers easier.
Right. Also, it's interesting because I was reading an article about Supergirl. One of the main reasons that they were hemming and hawing about whether to renew it is because it was so expensive. They said that they spent like almost $3 million per episode to do Supergirl because of all of the effects and everything that were involved. They were so high quality.
That's what they. And so that's why they eventually canceled Eureka on the Sci-Fi Network, because it cost too much to do every single episode.
Too expensive, yeah. So, you know, so the CW doesn't have as much of a budget as CBS does. So, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what they're going to still be able to do with the lower
budget. If it's the same quality as the Arrow and Flash.
Right. Flash has been
great. Then I will be happy because it's enough that I feel like I'm watching a good quality show. Sure. It doesn't need to be I'm watching a movie. It's
like
I'm watching a TV series.
Yeah,
DC.
I appreciate those shows, but I don't watch them. I watch The Flash. That's the only
one.
Watch The Flash, right.
Yeah, I watch them all.
But the Supergirl and the Legends and Arrow.
I love the crossovers and everything.
They're just not in.
Sorry, Brian.
So, a quick.
I couldn't spit it out.
a quick little side note. The studio that does the animation for Avatar is called Studio Mir. It's M-I-R. And they are, I just wanted to confirm, but yes, it is the company. They are doing Voltron. And they also did that short series of the Guardians and the Galaxy animated series that came out recently.
That was on Disney XD.
I saw a couple of those episodes.
They did the animation for that as well. So, but that Guardians one wasn't in conjunction with DreamWorks though. Only the Voltron one is so far. And I know that the original contract that they signed with DreamWorks was that they were going to produce like 3 or 4 different animated series. Not just Voltron obviously is one of them, but they're going to do more different series of stuff.
Cool. Like Netflix original stuff
It didn't say, but I'm imagining that it would be a good route to go.
I tell you what, Netflix is hitting it out of the park when it comes to their original programming.
Some of it is bad.
Well, that's like, true. But
what's bad?
What's bad?
Like some of the kid shows and stuff that are Netflix originals. Like they brought out a Richie Rich kid show that came out.
Oh, really?
And it was awful. And so they Netflix has actually done a ton of original content shows.
Yeah.
That people
they're really focusing
that,
quite a bit
that people
on
don't
that.
Know about. But now we're getting some bigger ones. Of course, you know, you have Orange is the New Black and House of Cards, which are, you know, Grammy or
and then
you know,
all
Golden Globe winners.
The Marvel stuff.
And,
yep. and Daredevil.
Yeah. And so, and now we're getting an awesome Voltron show. Anyway, sorry.
One thing I was going to say about Supergirl moving to CW is that it'll be interesting to see if CBS is going to the rights or whatever have moved to CW, because CW puts their stuff on Netflix, but CBS does not.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if somehow they're going to say part of this deal of moving it to the CW is going to allow them to put season 1 on Netflix.
I would love that.
To try to get more yeah, to get more people to be able to see it.
But
because CBS does its own streaming service.
And speaking of CBS and its streaming service, they have started their initial filming for the Star Trek TV series.
Yes.
So
that has started,
which is interesting.
Didn't they announce that it was going to be pre production, or is that still rumor?
There's been two different rumors, actually.
One of the big
and they conflict with each other.
One of the big rumors right now is that the new Star Trek model will be an anthology model, which means season one will be just that cast and that crew, and then season two will be a completely different cast and a completely different crew. And it could be
I don't know,
but all in the same timeline, correct?
Not necessarily
different.
It could be totally different
universe.
They haven't come out and they haven't made any official announcements as to when it's being set or any details about the series.
Nothing's official.
I don't like
though.
That.
I kind of do like it because then you can.
It's
have,
all cuckoo.
Because then you could have a storyline and wrap it up in one season instead of eventually, the first couple seasons are good, but then you just drag it out and you have to add all this other content.
It takes me a season before I actually want a character that I'm interested in.
You gotta have
to
some
survive.
Kind of character. You gotta have character development.
So
people kind of expect to be able to latch onto a character when it comes to Star Trek. You know, that's kind of what Star Trek's been about. It's really been about the characters themselves. It's not about the adventures or the missions or the ship. It's about the people. And so, for them to say, well, you're only going to get to know this character for 13 episodes. And, people are going to be like, well, then, why do I want to invest my time into getting to know these people if they're not going to continue on? I don't know. But like I said,
it's all speculation.
Nothing official has been announced. So anything you hear at this point is all just rumor and speculation.
It's all speculation. Let's just touch a little bit on some gaming news. The one thing I did want to mention, and it was interesting. I didn't necessarily see it coming, but Disney has canceled Disney Infinity, and not just the game, but they fired the 300 people that worked on the game and other Disney produced video games, because Disney came out and said we no longer want to be a gaming production studio. We just want to sell the licenses of our products to other gaming production studios and let them handle it. Because we know that Star Wars, EA is producing a Star Wars game. We know that other people are doing some stuff with Disney properties, but so Disney after June. There no more Infinity. It's done. Yep. Even characters that they had planned coming out in the summer and in the fall, like all the Finding Dory characters and other stuff they
Force
had.
Awakens.
Force Awakens.
They were going to do more Force Awakens.
And they were going to do
gone.
They were going to do Rogue One.
Rogue One
characters.
That's what I mean.
They're not even going to produce those. Yeah. They're just like, oh well, we had it, but we're not even going to make those.
They were even getting,
I wonder if they're going to sell the license to a company and it will continue.
It's possible.
I don't know. There's a lot of, I don't know, because there's a lot of licensing that would have to go into Disney Infinity. Think about all of the different licenses that are involved in that game. That's why they were doing it themselves.
That's true.
Because they didn't have to do. Because
another production studio couldn't afford to buy
Not all of them. They might be able to do some, maybe Star Wars,
but
Marvel.
Spell out, like, is this the trend of toys come to life games? Are they going to fade out, or is Activision going to jump on this opportunity to make Skylanders even bigger?
I think I think they're like, hey, that's cool, less competition for us. But I don't think they're going to change their marketing plan at all.
I agree. I don't think they're going to push it.
It just became so expensive to keep up with
for
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And every year
you have a new game, and you can't even use your characters with the new game.
So if you want to get some of the Disney Infinity figures, you better do them fast, because they're eventually going to be gone.
Well, they're going to be gone,
and then people are going to charge you a bazillion
dollars.
They'll be
collectibles.
On
yeah, they'll be collectibles after that. So, yep.
Because one of the other things that I was reading about some of the plans that they had in mind is they were going to come out with like 12-inch characters, like 12-inch figures for the Disney Infinity line.
Oh wow,
that would be awesome.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome.
I love the figurines.
I got my Chewbacca, so I'm happy.
Yeah, the style.
Yeah, there you go.
I love some of the characters that they've done for the Infinity series, but. So now that I know that it's gonna become a limited commodity, I may just finally break down and
buy all the Marvel
ones. Are pretty awesome too. Like I got a couple of those. I got Hulk and the Thor and Spider-Man and all that.
I like the Hulkbuster. That one's pretty awesome.
Oh, I don't have that one. That one looks.
That was pretty awesome because it's like big and huge. And
yeah. So Civilization 6 announced. A lot of people happy about
man.
That.
I love Civ. I love the Civ series. Civ 5. I mean, I've played hours and hours on that. I can't tell you how many hours. Well, I probably could. I'd have to bring up Steam and
there
I
you
can
go.
Tell you exactly how many hours I've played on that.
So a lot of people happy about that announcement.
It was kind of out of the blue. I don't think they were necessarily.
It wasn't necessarily like a big announcement. It was just like, oh yeah, by the way, we're making Civilization 6 and it's coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
So
good stuff.
Interesting. Anyway, time is running short. And so let's continue on with the show by going to Geeky Trivia.
Woo!
There you go.
All right.
All right, guys.
Michael is in charge of Geeky Trivia.
Oh no.
This is hardcore trivia.
Hardcore trivia.
How well do you know the entire universe of geekdom?
Okay.
Uh-oh. So
all
these are
going to
be movies, books, TV shows, music, everything you can think of.
Oh wow.
It's random. Pop culture geekdom night.
All right.
So,
what you got for us?
So, O.J. Simpson was originally considered for this role, but passed over because producers thought people wouldn't have believed a nice guy like O.J. playing the part of a ruthless killer.
Oh,
what movie was considered for?
I know this!
I do have multiple choice just in case.
Okay. I know this, though, but go ahead.
Was it Freddy Krueger?
No.
Was it The Predator?
No.
Was it The Terminator? Or was it Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan?
Ooh.
Terminator.
Yes, Ryan, Terminator.
Oh, really? They were going to have him be the Terminator instead of Arnold?
Yep. James Cameron commented in the special edition DVD that was the case for
well,
when they were...
I'm glad
I'm
they
so
went
glad
with
that
Arnold.
Didn't happen.
I know, right?
Oh, man. My writing utensil has disappeared.
Well, just keep track of your points. Ryan has 1 point.
I got it.
Keep
I got
it. In your
it.
Head. So far, John's winning.
Right. Isn't that how it's always supposed to be? Didn't you get the memo?
That's right.
If we calculate the number of wins over our 121 episodes, I bet John probably has the most wins.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Let's run some statistics.
You know what? Yeah, maybe I will. Too. I'll spend some time and figure out who has
That's
won
a
the
lot
most
of time.
TV trivia.
That's a lot of time.
All right. Thanks, guys. Rock Hudson walked out of the first screening of this sci-fi classic, exclaiming, "Will somebody tell me what the heck this is about?"
2001 Space Odyssey.
Ooh, Barry, ding.
Wow. What? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, how'd you,
Star
you
Wars
pulled,
was one of
you
the
You just pulled that out. You just pulled that out.
Because that's what yep, I totally. Say was, when I watch that movie.
There was 241 people in the very first screening of the movie, and he walked out halfway through because he had no idea what the heck he was watching.
Exactly.
So Gary Oldman says he tried to portray the bad guy in this film as a cross between Ross Perot and Bugs Bunny.
Fifth Element.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Ryan.
You're right, yep.
Dang it.
Good job. Awesome.
Ross Perot and Bugs Bunny.
All right. During the filming of this sci-fi masterpiece, director Paul Verhoeven got food poisoning.
Starship Troopers.
Yeah. No.
What?
It's not Starship Troopers, but it is. That is definitely one of his films. So it could be RoboCop, Total Recall.
Ryan said RoboCop.
Total Recall.
Or Total Recall.
It was Total Recall. So I will sweep that one aside and we'll move on.
No point.
Ryan answered first for all three of those.
That's right.
No points
yes,
for you.
Times
so, yeah. The spaceship from Close Encounters of the Third Kind features an upside down model of this robot.
R2-D2
is correct.
Wow.
Also, within the spaceship is a submarine, a cemetery, and a VW bug.
That is funny. I didn't know about the R2-D2.
All right. So, in the original script of this sci-fi classic, all the women were topless originally. Was it Planet of the Apes? Was it... You were right, John.
Yeah.
Yep. But of course, you know, who would want to see Charlton Heston nude, really? We do get to see him nude
in that movie.
That is true. I just realized that.
it's really funny because,
you know, Charlton Heston is
rated G.
But you know what? Charlton Heston is the old Matthew McConaughey because in every single movie he takes off his t-shirt.
Yeah, so. All right, so while filming Predator, this actor was so cold from sub-zero night scenes that he got drunk trying to stay warm from liquor.
Jesse Ventura.
No, good guess.
That's a
though.
Good guess.
Oh, dang it.
It could be, either Bill Duke, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Carl Weathers. I'll say no to Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. So that's what I meant.
So okay. It was, yeah. So, but nope, it wasn't either Jesse Ventura or
Duke.
Carl Weathers.
All right.
No, it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, huh?
Could.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle
Only
the cold.
Arnold could do that.
Couldn't hold his liquor.
Yeah. Do you think Jesse could maintain his body by drinking on the set? Only Arnold could do that. Yeah. All right. So. For
Only
this,
steroids can do that.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So for this Star Trek film, producers cast male strippers as the henchmen. Wrath of Khan, The Search for Spock, The Voyage Home, or Generations?
The Voyage Home.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Generations.
No, Wrath of Khan, to ensure that all the actors who were the enhanced humans had ripped abs, they hired and had the entire henchmen group from Chippendale.
Wow. All right.
The Chippendale dancers.
I haven't seen that in such a long time. I don't even remember that.
I know, right?
All right. On the set of Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd frequently referred to Slimer as the ghost of this portly actor.
John
Aykroyd. Or John, yes, dang it.
Correct. It was John Belushi, Ryan.
I said John Aykroyd.
You did. Nice. All right. So, KY jelly and condoms were two items used to make the baddies of this sci-fi horror film.
Aliens.
Was it? Yes, Ryan is correct. Aliens.
Good Good job, man.
Awesome. Yep. So, all right. So let me jump into the next one here. Where does Obi-Wan Kenobi hail from?
Mos Eisley?
No.
Oh, no. What's Junkin his Waste.
Home planet? His home planet.
Oh, Coruscant.
Is it Alderaan?
No.
Is it Kobol? Is it Mars?
It's got to be Kobol.
Yeah, it's Kobol, John.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah, that's funny. But as soon as you said, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. In the Dune universe, what is the most valuable substance?
Spice. Me!
I'm like,
no! Come on! I said
that's got to be like a three-way
tie. I totally said it. I said it first.
Murray was the loudest, but everybody chimed in at the exact same time. Like, at
least 2 seconds before them.
I'm giving everybody a point. All right. So what's the full name of the spice?
Spice Melange.
Ooh, Ryan. Tiebreaker. Boom. All right. What is Master Chief's official name?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, jeez.
John 451. John. It's John something.
I can't remember. I don't remember the
number. Official name. His official name.
Master Chief.
Jacob Keys.
Jacob? What? No.
You're probably thinking of the reference of John 117.
Okay.
Okay. What drug keeps Nick Fury fresh as a daisy?
What?
He mentions it.
I have no idea.
He mentions it in a movie. Morphine.
Morphine. The Infinity Formula.
Oh.
It keeps him young.
Yep.
Yeah. So, in Interstellar, what black hole helps Slingshot Cooper and Brand back on course?
Which black hole?
What is the black hole named?
I don't know.
Sagan.
Big black hole.
That is actually one of the options. No, it's not the Sagan, and it's not Andromeda.
Black hole 13749er.
it's Messier 31. All right. So, ship does Space Ghost ride?
Oh man.
What's the name of his ship? It's
the name of his ship? Oh gosh, I don't even know.
I don't know the name of his ship.
I guess these are a little bit more. I grabbed some classics, but it's the Phantom Cruiser.
The Phantom Cruiser.
All right. Here's an easy one. Come on, Barry, you'll know this one.
Great.
What is Goku's wife's name?
Chi-Chi.
Yes, Barry. I gave one that. He needs
I was
a
not.
He needs
yeah.
a point.
I do. Pity point.
I was not going to come up with that. No.
John's like, what? What kind of questions are these?
I know the character. I just don't know what her name is.
Dragon Ball Z. That was my show.
I was never a huge Dragon Ball Z.
All right.
Fan.
So claiming he didn't think he was a movie star, a Fox executive refused to cast this actor in Independence Day.
Will Smith.
Was it Jackie Chan?
Oh,
was it Brad
refused.
Pitt?
Refused.
Was it Kevin Spacey? Or was it Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Kevin Spacey as the president.
Yes, no. Kevin Spacey is correct.
That's silly. What?
It couldn't have been
Joseph
Levitt because
he was too young.
Would have been way too young.
He would have been a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here you go. Brad Pitt's famously nervous speech pattern in 12 Monkeys was caused by director Terry Gilliam taking away Pitt's what?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes, John. Okay, awesome. Gilliam first sent Pitt a speech coach, but eventually had to resort to more drastic measures to get the jittery pattern. So he took away his cigarette.
So he's just going through withdrawals.
So withdrawals. That's awful. All right.
speaking about his role in Stargate,
Kurt Russell,
Vader said, "There's no shame in taking a role because you need some what?
Money.
Money.
Money. Yes, John.
I love that movie.
All right, we'll do a couple. We'll do a couple more.
Couple more. Yeah.
What's funny is he did great in that film.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, he's a good actor. If he's going to get paid for the job, he's going to do the job he's getting paid for.
Yep. For a year and a half, the writer director of this film, by watching Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin movies during his lunch hour, was
Johnny
it
Depp.
Short? Was it Short Circuit? No.
Benny and June.
Was it? Yeah, which movie? Was it Short Circuit, E.T., Wally, or Daryl?
Wally.
Oh.
So.
Boo.
Yeah.
I jumped the gun all over on that one.
All right, guys. So
I know why you said Benny and June.
Yeah. So this cast of this show, Summer, as an expletive whenever they flubbed a line.
Was Firefly.
It? Firefly. Yep.
Yep, John. All right. Yeah. Yeah. It's because Summer Glau played River Tam in the Western sci-fi series.
Really?
All right. Right. Okay.
Last one.
So, yep. So this famous movie robot was played by a doorman from Garman's Chinese Theater. Was it C-3PO? Was it Gort? Was it Optimus Prime? Or was it Johnny Five?
Gort.
I guess.
No.
Johnny Five?
Yeah, John is Gort.
Oh,
what's,
really?
What's Gort? Yeah.
Who's Gort?
From
it's the day the Earth stood still.
Oh.
You know, he's the big... It's he's the big robot really that came out first.
Robot that came
destroyed
out.
All of the
exactly, and everybody's well, like, all their. Gosh.
I know what it is.
Made
when
all
you
the rivals
the movie.
Disappear out of their hands.
Yeah. So that's the last one.
Yay! Woo.
Brian started off hot, but of course, John comes in with the win.
Yeah! Woo! Yay, John! All right, that's it. So thank you for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find out all our information at theclosetgeek.net and. Please join us in 2 weeks when we do our podcast again, and join us next week as hopefully we can finally stream something because we're not on vacation or something like that. So stay tuned and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher and everywhere else you can find your podcast pleasures. And join us.
Hey, we're even on Google Play Music now.
We are on Google Woo-hoo! Play Music now. So, and we're everywhere, so spread the word, people.
Android, for you Android lovers.
That's right. And so we are the
like
four horsemen of geek, and we remind you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.